Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge listeners who care about, or care for, or may themselves have become someone with a disability. In 2005, a Toronto Buddhist filed with the Canadian Revenue Agency to have his claims for traditional Chinese medicine treatment allowable as deductions from income tax. Disrespect talks now with Avi Go, a lawyer intervening in the case for the Chinese-Canadian National Council. Avi hopes that if a precedent is set for acceptance of Chinese medicine as deductible under income tax, that there might be greater acceptance of traditional and alternative medicine among Canadians. If you or someone you love relies on alternative medicine, you may want to pose this question during the election. What will the government do if the court declines the opportunity to recognize alternative medicine? Avi Go.
Can you tell us just briefly for a start how you came to be involved in the case and what it means?
Well, actually, I was involved in the whole issue around the recognition of traditional Chinese medicine for quite a while.
Right.
Because many of the people in my community, the Chinese-Canadian community, and in fact, I think there's a growing number of Canadians of various ethnic backgrounds who are beginning to look at alternative medicine as a way of dealing with their illness and improve their well-being.
Right.
So traditional Chinese medicine is a very, it's becoming a more popular form of alternative medicine.
Yep.
And of course, TCM has a very long history. You know, it's been used by Chinese, you know, for like over 5,000 years. So it's a very credible, legitimate form of, you know, medical treatment for many people. So, but for a number of reasons in Canada, the Canadian government has not actually recognized fully TCM as a legitimate form of medical practice. So I've been involved in that particular issue for a number of years, and then I guess I was approached by someone who was trying to challenge certain provisions under the Income Tax Act that deal with deductibility of medical expenses that are dispensed, you know, in the non-traditional way.
You mean not Canadian non-traditional?
Yeah, exactly. And so he is a user of a number of different kind of the complementary and alternative medicine,
right?
Including acupuncture and, you know, naturopathic medicine and so on. And he tried to make a claim for deductions in his income tax return
right.
for this kind of medicine. And some of the claims were allowed, but
right.
some were not.
Oh.
And so he decided to file an appeal.
Right.
And so I guess because someone has referred him to me due to my sort of involvement in the issue before.
Yeah.
So when I became aware of the issue, then I then informed some of my colleagues, including people from the Chinese-Canadian National Council, which has also been fighting for the recognition of TCM for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So the council decided to, I guess, basically retain our clinic to seek intervener status in that particular appeal.
So he's the claimant, but you have intervener rights.
Well, we tried to get intervener right, and in fact, we were just been informed by the court that our application has been denied.
Oh.
So, but the case is still going forward, and we're considering whether to appeal that decision.
I see. Are you representing the claimant as well?
No, the claimant is represented by another counsel.
All right.
Yeah, I'm representing the intervener.
Okay. Did you get any idea why intervener status was denied?
The judgment is kind of bizarre. It kind of says that, well, because my client is interested and in the whole issue of the recognition of TCM.
Right.
But then the claimant's interest is in the areas of, like the claimant's claims that the fact that he cannot make these deductions results in a violation of his rights under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms on the ground of religion,
right,
as well as on the ground of race, ethnic, national origin, because his wife is actually someone of Japanese descent,
right,
and she also uses alternative medicine.
Right.
So somehow the judge does not see the link between the use of TCM as a and the claim that TCM is a form of legitimate medicine to the issue of rights.
Ah.
Somehow he makes the distinction that, well, we are only trying to argue for TCM, and that has nothing to do with rights under the charter.
I see.
Well, our very argument is that because members of our community, many Chinese Canadians and many Asian Canadians in general, rely on TCM.
Right.
And so if they are not able to claim sort of expenses under TCM, then their rights are being violated.
So basically, because they rely on
traditional Chinese medicine,
associated with their culture and their background, if you deny credits for that kind of medicine, you're denying only people of that background.
Yeah, well, not so much only, but because they are more likely to use TCM.
Right.
And therefore, this law has a disproportionate impact on Chinese and other Asian Canadians.
All right.
So we are linking that issue to their rights, but somehow the court doesn't see it that way.
Right. So if you won, we don't know whether this would have an impact on acceptance of alternative medicine in general or even acceptance of Chinese medicine for its use by Western claimants either, but we hope.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly hope, like, even in the end, if, like, for some reason our client decided not to appeal or we don't get intervening status, the appeal of the claimant will still go forward, and it will still have some impact on people who are using alternative medicine.
Yeah.
Because it will force the government to recognize.
Right.
In the context of Income Tax Act anyways, that these forms of medicine are just as legitimate as the Western, form of medicine.
I guess it would be politically dangerous to suggest that they're more legitimate, given that they've been in use longer.
Well, we're not saying which form of medicine is more legitimate than others. We're saying that any forms of medicine that are, generally recognized, right? Of course, we're not trying to argue that, the government should just open the entire category and let, anyone who wants to use anything to claim it as medicine, right? But certainly, I think there are many, many traditional alternative medicines have many long tradition, established history. TCM is only just one example. And they should be given equal recognition as the Western type of medicine.
Can you tell me what conditions, you probably can't. That might be a privacy issue. Tell me what conditions they're being used to treat in this case. Can you tell me what treatments were accepted and what were rejected in this case for tax credit?
Well, actually, it's very interesting, and it varies from one year to another because the claimant files a number of years of tax return.
Right.
So the appeal is based on a number of different years.
Right.
So, for instance, I'll just take one example, the acupuncture. So in one year, it was rejected, but in another year, it was not.
Really?
Yeah. So, but there are other things, like, some of the things you want to claim are, like, vitamins, bottled water, because those things are, I guess, particular to his condition.
Right.
But they were not prescribed by a pharmacist, which is one of the requirements under the Income Tax Act, that, these medicines have to be prescribed by a pharmacist.
By a pharmacist? Not even...
Sorry, prescribed by a doctor, but not recorded by a pharmacist. So
not recorded, meaning?
Not. It's not the...
Has no DIN number.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So the case stands now that you have appealed for intervener status. This has been rejected. You're reconsidering appealing it, and the claimant's case goes forward.
Yes.
He probably has to pay for an extremely high-priced tax lawyer.
No. Fortunately, this case is, in fact, being funded by the Canadian Court Challenges Program. which is a program that provides funding to, I guess, individuals or organizations who want to challenge government's laws and policies when they violate their rights under the Equality section of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. So you have to make an application to the program to show them that there's merit to your case, basically.
Right.
And so I guess the program decides there's some merit to his case and decided to fund this particular case. So they are paying for his counsel fee and also some of the disbursements.
Who disburses this program?
It's taxpayers, basically, right? The federal government set up this program. It has a history of about 20 years now. And it's run independently from the government so that it can decide on its own what case to fund.
Okay.
And that's part of, I guess, our democracy, that we will set a program to challenge our own law. So, I mean, it's a wonderful program.
And now for a short break from our interview. And now, return to our interview.
What's the timeline on the case and the decision?
It's hard to say because, I mean, he has just filed the appeal, I guess, earlier this year. And so, you know, this case will then go to a hearing. And because it's a constitutional case, I'm sure there will be a lot of materials that need to be filed and expert witnesses to be called, so I think it will take a while before, you know, we will see any decision coming out of it.
Months, years?
Probably a year or two, I would say.
I see, okay. Yeah. Now, your involvement in this, it has a kind of a history in it. Is this, is you might be able to venture an opinion. Is this a landmark case? Are there other cases like this? Are there other cases in the past like this? Or are other people waiting to file cases till they hear the outcome of this one?
I know that there have been attempts by individuals to challenge that provision, and they have not been successful.
Oh, I see.
Those cases may not have set a precedent in the sense that, you know, there are particular procedures to follow under the tax court, and what this particular claimant is trying to do is do it in such a way that the outcome of this case will set a precedent for future cases.
Oh, and how can you discuss how that is done?
Basically, there are two set of procedures under the Income Tax Act. One is called informal procedure. The other is called a general procedure. If you file an appeal under the informal procedure, then the outcome of that appeal only affects the claimant in that case. But if you do it under the general procedure, the idea is that the government will then have to follow, in other similar cases, the ruling of that case.
I see. And is it more expensive and more demanding to
It's more expensive in the sense that it's a more formal kind of process.
Right.
You know, so it's, and particularly in this case, given it's constitutional in nature, lawyers have to be involved, you know, and a lot of, you know, evidence has to be called, so the whole process will be a lot more complicated and lengthy.
And this is why the timeline.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there is no break for people requesting deductions. In fact, the tax department, is the tax department being harder on people who file in the meantime? When was this filing?
I think the tax department, they simply follow their rules. So I think anyone who files it, they will simply be subject to the same rule. But I will certainly encourage anyone who wants to challenge it, like, you know, just go ahead, file the appeal. And who knows, like maybe, you know, as more people begin to challenge and, you know, the department itself will try to amend its own ruling.
There's no way to ride on the back of this case, is there? You have to file your own claim.
You have to file your own claim, I guess, until such time a ruling is made by the court.
Oh, so your claim would be conditional. If it were on the same grounds, it would be conditional on the decision on this case.
No, anyone can file the claim. And if you're rejected, you can appeal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like you can go through the same process what that this claimant is going through right now.
But what we might get is a stay or something of
no,
other
you can go
related
ahead.
Claims
if no.
This one's decided in your favor.
Well, you may want to stay. Well, you may want to not proceed because not everyone would have the resources to mount a constitutional challenge.
Yes.
Right? So you may want to file the claim and file the appeal, but ask that your appeal not be heard until this other case is heard. Right? So I don't know if, you know, or even try to join the case, but that's, you know.
As you found out, that's difficult.
Yeah, like, you know, it's becoming more complex and you would need a lawyer than, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, at this point, what implications do you see for alternative medicine in general? Suppose someone who is white wants to use, or black wants to use traditional Chinese medicine, or, I don't know, I'm trying to think of another example. Suppose someone who is Chinese wants to use other forms of alternative medicine.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who wants to use alternative medicine who are not being, like, whose medical expenses are not being recognized by the Income Tax Act right now,
yeah.
They all will have an interest in the outcome of this case.
Right.
And, you know, they could also all want to try to start filing appeals, and maybe that's another strategy is to have massive appeals being filed
right.
So that it will force the government to pay attention to this issue.
Nobody is organizing these at this time.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
You haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Back of my mind, what about other applications? For instance, this is a step closer as well, isn't it, to potential future acceptance by something like the Ontario Drug Plan?
Yeah, certainly it may have an implication for that. Like, you know, if the issue that is being decided is equal treatment,
right.
Or acceptance or recognition of these various forms of medicine,
yes.
Then perhaps it will have an implication for other sort of whether it's insurance plans or other things that involve consideration of these various types of medical treatment.
Well, and that would be dear to your heart, I imagine, having followed this issue for a number of years.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time with us to comment on this today. Is there anything else you would like to say to people who have an interest in this case and in the acceptance of alternative medicine specifically for tax deductions or in general for funding or even for ethical reasons?
They could always write to, their member of parliament, to the government, to ask the government to change the Income Tax Act without even waiting for the court to decide. If you're interested and you believe that alternative medicine should be recognized, you know, by all means, you should just start writing your letters now.
So this is potentially a federal election issue with a federal election campaign underway.
Sure, yeah, that could be I don't think this issue receives much attention from the mainstream media in general, but...
But in right writings, it might.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thanks again for your time, Avi.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to change my two or three different bases in here, and I'm going to mix them all in, and I'll let you guess who's who. I won't call them out to you. Here it is. It was three artists that done this: Mead, Luck Lewis, Pete Johnson, and Abbott Ammons. Thank you.
Thank you.